Okay, Be'ezrat Hashem, we're starting. I have our parsha shir. Today is the third of Cheshvan, Tov Shin Ayin Ches, corresponding with the English calendar, October 23rd, 2017. And we're starting now Parshas Lech Lecha. And the subject matter which we're going to talk in depth is the concept of Emuna, faith. And the father of Emuna for the Jewish people is obviously Avraham Avinu. To understand Avraham Avinu and how he was so dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's important to understand what does the Emuna mean? What does faith mean? The word faith is something that we cast aside a certain amount of trust in certain things or people, in organizations, or in people who we rely on, professionals, and we don't walk away concerned and worried. We have a certain amount of faith. Let's be a little bit practical in some modern examples. Let's say, for example, driving a car, we have faith that the opposing driver on the opposite side of the street has passed his driving test and that observes the laws of the rules of the road, and that I'm not afraid to make a left turn by that flashing green arrow in fear that the car opposite me will crash into me. I have faith in the law of the land that has demanded of each driver to be able to pass a test and to drive safely. We have faith in the products that we eat, whether it's Cheerios or whether it's food that's processed but is authorized by the health officials that this is food that has been examined by an inspection offices, that this food is healthy, the food is not, God forbid, poison. And we don't shudder at every moment that we have to pour ourselves a bowl of Cheerios or to eat a hot dog or any other food. We have faith in the society that we support, and that's faith. And we don't walk around worried. So faith is something that is implanted in human beings, and we can't exist in this world without having faith in the people
we can rely on.
With the people who we trust. Faith is an ingredient that is part and parcel of society, making us feel normal, making us feel happy, making us feel confident. That's faith. We have faith in the society of professionals, in the health officials. We have faith in the law of the land about driving, that the people have passed.
That's a modern example.
That's a modern.
They missed that part.
Yeah.
It's a modern example of how we have faith today.
So we are now going
to
go into
the definition of faith.
To be able to understand faith. We're going to be talking about a faith of Emuna. Emuna. The faith of Emuna. How does the faith of Emuna, of Avraham Avinu, play into the faith of a Jew? And how do we emulate that?
Right.
How do we apply that? And the answer is, before we go further, the faith of a Jew is when logic ceases.
It's upside down.
When logic ceases and we rely on Hashem, because it's illogical to do certain things, But we say we have no choice, because the next step is relying on God. We have no control over our parnasa after a point in our effort. We don't know. We don't know what tomorrow will bring. Where logic ceases, that's when Emunas Hashem begins. What are some of the examples? Let us talk about... let's talk about a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, I'll read it directly. It's from the Article Siddur on page 572, but I'll just read it to you. Asar nisyonos nisnasu Avram Avinu va'omer b'kulam. Avram Avinu was tested with 10 tests, and he stood up to each of these tests. Lehodia kama chiboso shel Avram Avinu. From here we see the degree of our forefather Avram's love for Hashem. What were they? So I have the Mishnayos Muvaoches explains it in short detail, not to elaborate, a short detail. What were the 10 Nishonos? Now, if you'll notice, each one of these Nishonos, you would be able to question immediately how illogical each one would be. Yet this is where Avram's faith soared, and he became the father of the Jewish people and the father that we emulate of Emuna and Betochen in Hashem. The first Nisayin, the list of the Rambam, the first of the Nisyonos is this week's Parsha. Lech lecha me'artzecha, to leave your homeland, leave your place of birth, go, and not even tell you where. El Eretz Asher Arecha, to the place where I will show you, but leave. Leave your family, leave your friends. How do you do that? Just go. But his faith, his love, he was so clear.
Didn't he hear Hashem say this to him?
I did, of course.
Okay, so what?
I mean, it's not a person saying it.
But the logic to question that stands in front of
being.
As a human being, says, where am I going? Where? I'll show you later, but leave your house, leave your family, just pack up and go.
Wouldn't you realize that something
supernatural
is telling you something at the start, and wouldn't that sort of
scare you into doing whatever it says?
Give you additional.
You are right. You are right. Only if you had the perception of God in your mind.
Right.
You have to have that perception.
Right.
In other words,
but it's not a blanket.
But Avram did have the God perception.
Okay, but that's why we're explaining where his emuna was so intense that he did something that you and I logically would not have done it. We would question it.
Especially today.
Yeah. Where am I going to go? Pack up and go. At least tell me where.
I wouldn't question.
Where? Okay.
Yesterday.
Here we go.
No.
Next. Finally, he ended up in Eretz Canaan. Finally, he ends up in Eretz Canaan. And there, he robbed Eretz. There's a famine. Hashem told me to leave my birthplace, and now finally I make this difficult trip, emotionally, physically, mentally. I finally come to Eretz Canaan, where God says this is where you're to be, and then I have to leave because there's no food, can't eat. There is a famine. So logically I would ask, what did God tell me to come here? I gotta leave. From there, the third Nisayon is, he goes to Paro, to Mitzrayim, because he has to eat. And then all of a sudden, Sarah is kidnapped. She's taken by Paro because of her beauty, and because Paro wanted to have another beautiful wife, so to say. Again, that was a terrible nisayon for Avraham. You tell me to go to Eretz Canaan. I can't stay there. I'm going to go there to Mitzrayim. And there I go into Mitzrayim. Is this part of your blessing? Look how you can question that. But he didn't question. The fourth nisayon, that he went and promised Lot that he'll protect him. And all of a sudden, he finds himself in a world war to get Lot back. It was a one-way trip. We may have time to talk about that, but at the moment, how do you go through a war? How do you go into a war without faith? You're going to go to get Lot. It's like going into a battle against tanks with a water gun. There was no chance for him to win. He was alone with Eliezer, and yet the God helped him, and he won the war, and he got back Lot. The next nisayon was with Hagar. He had it, and his wife couldn't give birth, so he said, listen, Sarah initiated this new marriage of getting married to Hagar, the maidservant, making her superior to a sense of Hagar, right? And after that, the next nisayon was the bris milah. That was the sixth one. Then the seventh one, and the seventh one was Sarah was taken into kidnapped by the Avimelech. We don't have to finish the 10, but for him to be able to do it without questioning,
is a lot.
To do it without questioning requires emunah, faith. And therefore, what would faith be for us? So,
at what point do we give up?
But I have a question.
Yes.
I mean, at the outset.
Yes.
I mean, here is this voice.
Yes.
And I will make.
Told them once.
I will make of you a great nation. I mean, that can. Where do I sign up? You know, it's like.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah, my legacy is done.
Let's go.
I hear voices.
You're going to be the father of many nations.
I'm ready.
No, okay, so you've added to the scenario. If anything, you added to the scenario. Okay, now let me try to make. Okay, I hope I painted the picture somewhat clear.
Yeah.
We took a contemporary situation, like driving a car, eating Cheerios and stuff like that, which is with faith. You can't eat it with other. If you're afraid to put it in your mouth, you might get
logic stops.
Right? When logic stops, that's when emunah, Jewish faith begins, and that's what happened.
That's
with
a good
him.
Way of, you know, like this.
And that, and okay, listen. So you have something to say at your Shabbos table.
Yeah.
So now let's take it a step further. Now, how do we apply the Jewish concept of emunah to today's society?
Okay.
Okay, now this is important.
Yeah.
The way you drive your car, and you're not afraid, I like it because it sends a message, because I'm going to make a certain comparison.
Well, not Sid, but everybody else.
The way you would drive a car and not be afraid to make a turn by the blinking arrow, afraid the guy in front is going to kill you, you with confidence just make that turn. With confidence, you should go into your business and say, Hashem will provide me the parnasa, what I deserve today. Whether you make a dime or $1,000 on a dime, whatever I'm supposed to make. And you go into business without fear. Just like you didn't have fear making that turning lane. Okay. You didn't have fear eating the bowl of Cheerios, maybe it was poisoned. Or the hot dog. Or so forth, and or so on. You eat it with confidence.
Right.
You go ahead into business, for example, with confidence. Person is ill, God forbid, and he goes to the doctor, right? If he has the proper emuna and bitachon, he doesn't walk in there shaking. He said, I have emuna that whatever is meant to be is going to be because this is God's will. And if you can remove that fear, that annoying fear that you can feel that at that time, you are beginning to experience emuna, faith. As I started saying, where logic ceases, that's where emuna begins. That's where emuna begins.
Can your prayers increase your, help increase your emuna?
Definitely. Yeah. And your tefillah, definitely the more kavana you have, increases your ability to be capable of having emuna. The more Torah you learn, the more you get connected to Hashem and your belief in Him, which is emuna. The more mitzvahs you do, and mitzvahs you do them properly, not by rote, but you're doing the mitzvah because I am doing a mitzvah because it's a mitzvah.
With simcha.
And of course simcha will add additional level to it, but I'm doing a mitzvah. For example, I'm not just washing my hands negelvas in the morning because it's the thing to do.
Yeah.
I stop and says, I'm doing the mitzvah of negelvas. I'm washing before hamotzi because our chachamim commands us to wash hamotzi. I am benching at the end of the meal because there's a mitzvah God told me. There's a mitzvah of turning my face away from an immoral billboard because we say in Shema, V'lo yisasuru achrei levavichem v'achrei aneichem. Don't follow the attractions of your eyes and the desire of your heart. There's a mitzvah. I'm moving my eyes away, and there's lots of temptation in that direction, and you don't do it because there's a mitzvah not to. There's a mitzvah to speak honestly. There's a mitzvah not to speak lashon hara. There's a mitzvah to protect your friend in case he is being attacked by verbal abuse. And he says, hey, say your friend, you please stop that kind of talk. Maybe you speak to him more privately or more with respect. You don't have to say that to him. You can say it in a way that will defend him and defend his honor. All that is part of bringing your connection with Hashem and increasing your emunah. The result.
What if you lose? Like, let's say you lose $50,000 in a business deal.
Well,
you should have emunah.
You want to know something?
That's what it was supposed to be.
That's where emunah comes into play.
Oh.
Where you know that that $50,000 was not meant for me to have. And if I'm to lose it this way, I can lose it being ill, I could lose it in a car crash, I can lose it 100,000 ways.
It's an expense.
Think about it.
No. Do you understand? But if you don't have emuna, you don't look at it that way. You look at it as, you know what, a debit that God is angry with me. No, this was not meant to be.
So I shouldn't look at it that I myself, God,
if it's only
I'm responsible for this bad business deal.
No.
I should look at it solely that this is being removed from me no matter
how
hard I try.
At Rosh Hashanah time, it was destined that that money was not going to be yours.
If there's God a flood, I'm sitting looking at my house.
Yeah.
There's a flood, and I'm on top of the house.
Yes.
Looking for rescue or whatever.
Yes.
There's a boat that comes.
Yes.
The boat, and I don't get on it.
Well, you have to try. You have a mitzvah to try to get on. What do you mean? That's the question.
Well, because I didn't realize that was...
Okay, so you missed the boat.
So my question is...
Yeah,
I give you a high five for that.
Because I'm given my kvitl
right.
on Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
So I'm just saying that But I also can't be stupid.
No one's telling you to do that.
No, no, but I'm just saying I can't wait around.
Like, of course not. You make the effort.
I gotta listen. Make, it's assumed you've got to make the effort.
Of course.
I mean, one, yeah, two, one, listen, one was
do you realize you say every single day, every single day you make a bracha. Hameichin mitzadei gover. We all say the brachas in the morning. God who prepares the footsteps of man. That means it was destined how your day was going to be. You understand? You may not realize it. Now, if you...
I got to ask if you... Oral surgeon
now, which one did we say?
Hameichin mitzadei gofet. That's the bracha we say every morning by the brachas.
Right, right.
Hashem prepares the footsteps of man.
That's what it is.
So therefore, if that's true, if you have the proper emuna in God,
you know that it
then you know that was meant to be.
Yeah.
Right.
You understand? That was meant
good
to be.
Bad. That's what he's saying. And I do it and I apply it to
I'm afraid I have to taper off because I don't want to trespass into a domain that's not mine. I just want to just finish off with another Mishnah.
Start with the food.
You started at 8 or 8:15.
8.
Normally 8 o'clock for this for Mondays.
No, but when the program is on, when the Torah
is. I want to finish with another very powerful Mishnah that we have in the Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos. That's the Mishnah right before the Mishnah I quoted you. Hasara dois minoach ad noach avam. There's a 10th generation from Noach to Avam. Lehodia kame erech apayim lefanav. How much Hashem's erech apayim, patience. Shekol hadois hoya machisin uvanu. All of the generations before had got very upset. Till Avram Avinu came and we got the schar of all the entire 10 generations. He made them into believers, he made them into faith followers, and because of this, he ended up getting the reward of all the people who he made into Bali Tshuva.
And their descendants.
Avram Avinu. What I want to leave you with is like this. If you do a mitzvah, and we can learn from Avram Avinu, that is disregarded by others, and you do the mitzvah, and you inspire other people to do the mitzvah, then you get the reward of all the people that you inspire, that and those who are forthcoming,
they're descendants.
From descendants and those followers, because you led them into the right path.
It's like network marketing.
Right? You end up getting a tremendous...
Network mitzvahs.
And therefore, with this we have to conclude by saying that if we put our minds to emunah, to faith in the Hashem, and whatever is meant to be, will be, and we live that way without being so concerned or overly worried, and we show our faith that we're going to do a mitzvah. Sometimes we do things that may be illogical, and we do it with faith. Then Hashem will reward us manyfold, and we fulfill the mitzvah of Amunas Bashem, and Hashem will bless us and our families for many generations to come.
Amen.